Now, talking about time, like for instance, the day we're, I'm talking about not today, but the day before today, what would you call that?
I think I said day before.
Yeah, or would you say yesterday?
I said yesterday.
Okay. And suppose it'd be 2 weeks from now, you'd say about 2 weeks? Or
2 weeks.
You know, some people say fortnight.
Yeah, is that fortnight?
I never say fortnight. I never say. In fact, I didn't even know how long that was.
No.
And suppose somebody's coming to eat dinner with you, not this Sunday, but
the next Sunday.
Right. In other words, you'd be likely to say the next Sunday. You wouldn't say, and you ever say Sunday week?
Sometimes I say Sunday week.
Now, let's see. Now, suppose,
let's turn on the pages now.
Honey, your guess is good as mine. Oh, yeah, I've got to ask you about the seasons, little lady. That's a... this is a time of the year, the kids all out of school and everything, so what is that?
Summertime.
Right. Now then this is when the leaves start falling in harvest time and all that. What do you call that time?
The fall of the year.
Okay. That's a cute little squirrel. Now this is snow on the ground and all that stuff. What time of the year is that?
Wintertime.
Okay. Oh yeah, now this is the time when everything starts, you start prowling on the ground.
I'd call it springtime.
Right. Now, these, some of these are silly pictures, but anyway, I was just trying to get the words said. Okie doke. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, talking about time again. Suppose we're talking about, it's not this year. It wasn't 1970, but it was a year. Say it was 69, you'd say that was year, last year, a couple of years back. Or how would you talk about time, you know, about 2 years ago? What would you call that?
I'd say about 3 or 4 years back.
Yeah. See, they want to know whether you say years back or years ago or how would you say that. And suppose you say you've been living somewhere a long time. You say, well, I've been living there a pretty long time. Or well, how would you say that? Would you say quite a spell?
I see, just like where I live at, obviously, I've been living there each year.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose you're just going to say, well, you've been there very long. You didn't want to tell them just exactly how long. You said, oh, yeah, I've been here
a pretty good while.
Yes. Yeah, so in other words, you didn't want to just put it out.
That's right.
Plain so. Okay. Now, let's see. Suppose somebody says, do you work every day? And you say, well, I don't work every day, but I work, say, suppose you didn't work on Wednesdays or something. You'd say, I work nearly every day or most every day. I mean, you didn't want to tell me your business exactly, but you just say,
well, yeah, well, I just say, well, did I? I said, well, I do day work, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's
not. In other words, see, you don't want to just let everybody know exactly what you're doing because you don't want everybody to know when you're there and when you're not.
That's right.
He says, and you know, I'm my big mouth. I'm all the time telling somebody, I'll be here. Nobody be here till 3:30. You know, isn't that stupid?
Is sure we?
I'm not a naturally a guarded person. I just say what I think. I got such a big mouth, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Well, now, they were asking about, suppose you asked me what time was it. Well, how would you say it? Would you say, what time is it?